and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 14, where in 52 weeks we'll read the entire Bible. It's true. They said it couldn't be done, but we've done it several times before here at LifespringMedia.com, and here we are doing it again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. And yes, I'm teasing about they said it couldn't be done. I know other people have done it, but hey, you gotta have some fun sometimes. Today our reading is Matthew 3 and 4. It's only about 6.5 minutes, so I hope you won't mind if I say a few words beforehand about what this specific day, July 4th, is all about. Here in the good old U.S. of A., this is an incredibly important day. And beloved, I believe to the very core of my being that this is a good country. Perfect? No. But the best, most blessed nation the world has ever seen. This is the day we celebrate our independence. I rejoice in what God has done here. But a person would have to be living in a cave to not know that there is a great struggle happening amongst us. As our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, said on ground that was once a battlefield in 1863 in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, just over 15 months before he was assassinated, "Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure." Beloved, I pray that the struggle we are now in for the soul of our country will not reach the level of violence that they saw in Lincoln's time. But I believe that every person who claims the name of Christ has got to get on their knees before the throne of God and pray for the United States of America. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Notice, beloved, the Lord said, "If my people." He's talking to the children of Israel here, not the Gentiles. I believe that we can extrapolate that for today and infer that the same promise can be applied to believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not a call to the unsaved, but to the saved. Listen again. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," God said. Beloved, there needs to be a groundswell of prayer and repentance, and a cry to God for Him to heal our land. And it must happen soon. If you'd like to email me, you can at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading today, both chapters, are from the New English Translation. Let's get started. Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came into the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." For he is the one about whom Isaiah the prophet had spoken, "The voice of one shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing made from camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his diet consisted of locusts and wild honey. Then people from Jerusalem, as well as all Judea and all the region around the Jordan, were going out to him, and he was baptizing them in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, produce fruit that proves your repentance, and don't think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that God can raise up children for Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe is laid at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one coming after me is more powerful than I am. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clean out his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the storehouse, but the chaff he will burn up with inextinguishable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to John to be baptized by him in the Jordan River. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me?" So Jesus replied to him, "Let it happen now, for it is right for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then John yielded to him. After Jesus was baptized, just as he was coming up out of the water, the heavens opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my one dear Son. In him I take great delight." Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was famished. The tempter came to him and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'Man does not live by bread alone, but by the very word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand on the highest point of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will lift you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Once again, it is written, 'You are not to put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their grandeur. And he said to him, "I will give you all these things if you throw yourself to the ground and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, 'You are to worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and began ministering to his needs. Now when Jesus heard that John had been imprisoned, he went into Galilee. While in Galilee, he moved from Nazareth to make his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled: "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way by the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light, and on those who sit in the region and shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time, Jesus began to preach this message: "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. He said to them, "Follow me, and I will turn you into fishers of people." They left their nets immediately and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. Then he called them. They immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of disease and sickness among the people. So a report about him spread throughout Syria. People brought to him all who suffered with various illnesses and afflictions, those who had seizures, paralytics, and those possessed by demons. And he healed them. And large crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan River.
Wow, there were some incredibly important events in these two short chapters, wasn't there? The ministry of John the Baptist, which had been prophesied, the baptism of Jesus, his temptation in the desert, the beginning of his preaching ministry, the call of the first disciples, and the healing of all kinds of sicknesses, both physical and spiritual. It didn't take long for large numbers of people to hear about all the things Jesus was doing. People were talking about this new rabbi, this new teacher, because he spoke in a way that they had never heard, and he did things that no one had ever done. Some believed and some didn't, but everyone was talking. I have a question for you. When was the last time you told someone what Jesus was doing in your life? Tomorrow, we're back to Romans, and we'll read chapters 5 and 6. Tell your friends about the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, would you? For those of you here in the United States, have a great Independence Day. And for believers around the world, please pray for America. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.